This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Saturday, July 16th commemoration events of Trinity atomic bomb test in Tularosa and Church Rock uranium tailing spill in Church Rock. During a moment of silence and statements at each of the commemoration events, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium and the Redwater Pond Road Community Association on the Navajo Nation will experience their loss, offer healing prayers, and provide community education about the first atomic bomb test at the Trinity test site in 1945 and the largest liquid uranium tailings spill in the U.S. that flowed into the Rio Puerco in 1979. Both events happened on July 16th in New Mexico. This is the first time the groups have shared a moment of silence and statements supporting their work for restorative justice for the people harmed by both tragedies. The public is invited to participate in the events. In the early morning of July 16, 1945, the U.S. government detonated the first atomic bomb from a 100-foot metal structure in the south-central desert of New Mexico. In the massive explosion, the radiation and toxic materials rose an estimated 70,000 feet and fell back to earth in what many thought was snow. Kids played in it, and the cattle and vegetable gardens were covered in it. The innocent people of the Tularosa Basin were not informed beforehand and were not evacuated after the test, even though the exposures were at least 10,000 times higher than what is considered safe today. Cancer rates in the Tularosa Basin are 4 to 8 times higher than the national average. To memorialize those who have died and to honor those who are living with or who have survived cancer, the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, in cooperation with the Village of Tularosa, will host the 7th Annual Candlelight Vigil on Saturday, July 16th, from 8 to 10 p.m. at the Tularosa Little League Field west of the Tularosa High School. For more information, please contact Tina Cordova at 505-897-6787. On July 16, 1979, an earthen uranium tailings dam at the United Nuclear Corporation Church Rock Uranium Mill failed and released 1,000 tons of solid radioactive uranium mill waste and more than 90 million gallons of acidic and radioactive liquids into the Rio Puerco. It contributed to the long-term contamination already present in the watershed from the release of untreated or poorly treated uranium mine water. On Saturday, July 16th, the Redwater Pond Road Community Association will host the 37th annual commemoration of the Northeast Church Rock uranium tailings spill from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., located 12 miles north of Red Rock State Park on State Highway 566. For more information, please contact Edith Hood at 505-905-8051 or visit swuraniumimpacts.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.